You would turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 15. This morning we'll pick up. Some of you say, well, we ended in the chapter 14 last week, and we're not going to go back to that, what was left of that chapter. But there's a number of incidents here in regard to the life of Saul. And really chapter 15 kind of comes to the climax of his relationship and his anointing or calling as the king of Israel. And pretty much at this point, he is deposed and set aside. And we want to explore some of those reasons why the Saul was set aside, and some of the principles from Scripture that may be helpful to us in our walk with the Lord. There's a principle there in the New Testament that speaks about what it means to, in order to lose our lives, in order to gain it, or the opposite may occur. We may try to gain our lives and lose it. It's a scriptural principle. The wonderful thing about looking and studying out of the Old Testament is that many of the examples, many of the truths, the principles that are given to us in the New Testament